question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's hour two. We're up to our G block, which today is the personal connection segment of our broadcast. And before we talk road food and road trips, Mary and I want to share this message from HelloFresh.com.
You can instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered straight to your door contact-free. They make it so easy. Just choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping, because with HelloFresh.com, you can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes.
Yes, you can. Listen, you're also going to save about 40% compared to your local grocer, and you can easily change delivery dates, add extra meals, or skip a week whenever you want to fit your specific lifestyle. Get started today at HelloFresh.com. Use code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, to get $80 off plus free shipping on your first order. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Well, road trip food is unique in the sense that it's generally affordable, often memorable, and frankly, one of the best ways to get a true taste of the casual but authentic side of a destination. Since most of us can likely connect a road trip with an interesting meal of some sort, for today's personal connection segment of our show, we've invited one of the founders of Road Food to join us. Jane and Michael Stern founded Road Food in 1977 with its beginnings as a guidebook. It's now in its 10th edition, and waiting for us now on that show hotline is Michael Stern.
Michael, nice to finally connect with you. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today to talk road food.
It's great to be with you guys.
Well, great to have you here for sure. So we all know we're living in a divided world that sometimes, you just have to scratch your head. But I think we can all agree that road trips and what I like to call a food crawl is a lot of fun and something we can all enjoy. So whether travelers are seeking out a recommended food stop or stumble upon, which we love to do, a local place accidentally during their adventures, since you've been doing this for so many years, what do you think it is about road trips and food experiences that is so appealing?
Well, I think the main thing is that sitting down and having a meal in a different restaurant, a restaurant somewhere where you don't live, is an opportunity to literally and figuratively taste the culture. To almost literal, well, maybe not in COVID times, but to rub elbows with the people who live there, and to really partake of the food that is part of their life. And, for most of us, really for all of us, food isn't just nutrition. It's our culture, it's who we are, it's our ancestors, it's sort of our personality. And I think in that sense, traveling around the country and eating in interesting road food restaurants, and of course, by road food, I don't mean fine deluxe five-star places. I mean where the people eat.
Exactly.
It's a great opportunity to really be there in a way that reading books or simply passing through in the car doesn't provide.
Yeah, I agree with you. And so actually, as I said in our intro, you're in our personal connection segment of the show today because, we think a lot of listeners will be able to connect with exactly what you just said, their own food experiences and travels and really like the culture of the road trip experience and the road food experience of meeting locals. And travel, of course, has a way. It connects us all. It can be transformative. But that great food experience can really stay with you. So I'm just going to be like asking you to pick a favorite child, but what are a few of maybe some top road food trips over the years that really stick out for you where you found something, whether it was a gem of a diner or a bakery or something that you'll never forget?
Well, I think one of the most exciting road trips, which I've done many times, is traveling through New Mexico, because New Mexico, very much like Louisiana, is really proud of having a cuisine that is New Mexicans alone. In other words, it's not Mexico, it's not Tex-Mex. New Mexican food is something very different. And most of the people's restaurants where you eat if you're traveling around Santa Fe or down along the Rio Grande there really celebrate that fact. They are really into the fact that their state vegetable is the chili pepper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean it's always hot, but down in, if you travel through New Mexico, you're going to find restaurants that serve wonderful things like green chili cheeseburgers, which I had never heard of until we went there. But it's basically a cheeseburger with a lot of chopped green chili added to it. And the combination of the creamy cheese and spicy chili and beefy burger is really good.
I'd be all over that.
Robert, that is, that is right almost, up your alley.
Well, you know, as I'm hearing you say that, I mean, you know, I'm going to exclude the New York City area where we live. But as far as other places go, I've traveled so many times, whether it's been with Mary or our sons or just our family together, certainly for business as well, to seek out specific foods that I've wanted to experience or, frankly, have gone back for more. A few that come to mind, obviously, deep dish in Chicago. I know I've seen that in the book. Barbecue in Memphis or Kansas City. I'm a big barbecue. Austin, Alabama, South Carolina. You've got donuts in Los Angeles or Seattle. I can think of lobster.
Lobster chowder.
You know, and I'm not even going to talk about Europe. But, you know, is there a favorite food of yours that you look for on travels or seek out that you'd like to share with everyone?
Well, if I say barbecue, that can be confusing because, as you well know, having said what you just said, barbecue is almost like DNA. Everywhere it's different. You know, the barbecue in Memphis is very different from Kansas City, very different from the Deep South, very different from Detroit. But I think wherever I go, that's one of the things that I seek out for just that reason, because everyone has their own unique way of doing it, the kind of wood they use, you know, some places only cook beef, other places it's pork. In Western Kentucky, the favorite barbecue is mutton, of all things.
Well, I've had lamb at the Rendezvous in Memphis. I mean, you wouldn't think lamb, but it's delicious.
Yeah, exactly. And I think lamb is one of those things that really benefits from that long, slow cooking process.
Absolutely.
That mellows it out so well.
So, Michael, on your website, I really love the way you describe the people you've met along the way as culinary folk artists, and you alluded it to before earlier in the interview as sort of like its own culture. You call road food Sleeves Up Fare, which I think describes it so well. We know you cover diners, seaside shacks, barbecue joints, which we're talking about. I love seaside shacks. There's a lot here, as you know, in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and I'm thinking of the crab cakes and the crab legs.
We
Maryland,
love that,
yum. So what other road food spots do you enjoy exploring? Do you cover cafes and bakeries? Do you look at coffee joints? Is there anything you won't explore?
I see a lot of things in this book.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we used to be much stricter in what we would consider road food. I mean, when Jane and I started this process many years ago, we only wanted to find restaurants that were of the people, by the people, and for the people, meaning nothing fancy was allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of opened that up a little. What we're now looking for is any restaurant, or for that matter, any dining experience, a bakery, cafe, coffee house, can fill the bill too. Any place that really gives you the flavor of where you are that couldn't be anywhere else.
Duplicated.
So
yeah,
in that
okay.
sense, it's not just town cafes or diners. It can be anything.
Okay. Well, and I like, as I'm seeing here, the way you notate, you know, whether meals are under 15 or you're seeing 15 to 30 or over 30. But, you know, since you and Jane and your team, you know, have been covering, you know, this topic since the 70s now, you've seen all kinds of food trends, including changing foods along the way, if you will, with the way we eat today versus the way we used to eat. So is there any sort of obscure, I guess I'll ask you, foodie trend that you're currently seeing, you know, that people are interested in these days and it's growing in popularity?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I never thought would be as popular as it has become over the last few years is Nashville hot chicken. When we first found that maybe 15, 20 years ago, we thought, oh, this is just too extreme for American taste buds. I mean, people in Nashville like it, but even people in Nashville are kind of hesitant to get the four-alarm version of Nashville hot chicken. But in fact, now you can even get it at KFC. It's not as good as what you'll get in that.
So what is it? Is it fried?
Go ahead.
Is it fried?
Yes, it's fried chicken, but really spicy, hot fried chicken. In fact, let me just give you a really quick story. It was invented in Nashville by a woman whose husband was out cavorting at night. She wanted to get even with him, so she made his favorite fried chicken, but dipped it in super spicy hot sauce. Well, he ate it and loved it, and in fact opened Prince's Hot Chicken Restaurant, and that's where it all began.
Well, so it didn't work. I wonder
and
if
I actually
together.
See another place right here, Bolton Spicy Chicken and Fish. So, I mean, I'm seeing that. That's another place you're recommending.
That's a great one. That's real, and there are several places in Nashville where it's really good. And as I said, I've had good fried chicken in places beyond Nashville now. And that's one of those trends that, as I said, I never thought we'd see happen.
Well, folks, listen, as you're listening, I mean, whether it's the West Coast, whether it's the Plain States, Southwest, whether we've got Florida, the South, Northeast, North Atlantic, wherever, we certainly encourage you to check out Road Food. The website is roadfood.com. We use this site a lot. We really like it. And that's why we wanted to have Michael on today to introduce him to everybody around the country. Michael, really nice to talk to you. We thank you. Obviously, we couldn't do this justice in just, you know, 8 or 9 minute segment, but we'll have to have you back, and we will certainly talk road tripping and road food some more, okay?
I look forward to it.
That was fun. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Michael.
Well,
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And that book is Road Food, found wherever books are sold.
Yes, it is.
Pick it up. It's great.
Or roadfood.com, yep. Also another website we recommend. Right now, we are fast approaching 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on this 8th day of August. And as we step aside for a few sponsor messages, do stick around as 30% of the show still remains. And that means there's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.